Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 3 and 12. 2 Corinthians 3 and 12 through verse 18. Hallelujah. How many of you are grateful to the Lord for these spring days we've had the past day? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Be careful. Keep wrapped up. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3 and 12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, somebody. Amen. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne today, dear God. I am your obedient servant. I will do as you have instructed. I will bring the word today, dear God, as you instructed, and I will follow your leading, dear God. Fill my mouth with your word, with whatever it is you would have me say. Lord, bless me today as I would bring forth this word. Anoint me today, dear God, with a divine unction, with the unction of the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, that I might bring forth the word in a way that would go up into the throne room, dear God, and glorify your name and be pleasing in your ears, dear God, and that it might go forward out across the internet and all the media outlets, dear God, and into this house, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice might receive this word into their hearts, they might grow stronger, they might glean from it, they might grow from it, and their souls and spirit be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. I had a word. I had the word for this service prepared Tuesday morning. And I was getting ready, Friday night, I was getting ready to, well, I wasn't really doing anything. I was opening something on my computer. I wasn't preparing to study. I wasn't preparing to do anything. I was opening up some program on my computer. And when I did, I heard in my spirit, the word of God came to my heart and said, the glory of the Lord. And I said, well, that might be a good message for next week. So I turned to the scriptures, and all of a sudden, God just started pouring it into my heart. And the more he poured it into my heart, and I was writing it down, I was thinking, man, this is going to be a good one for next week. Right. Hallelujah. And so I went back to the first one I was working on. And I was going, I mean, it was done. All I had to do was format it and get it on the tablet. And the more I looked at it, I couldn't do nothing. I know. I couldn't do anything but go back to the glory of the Lord. And I thought, well, I guess that means, Lord, you want me to preach that one today. And so I got it ready. Instantly, without any provocation, the spirit man spoke into my heart and said, this, the glory of the Lord. And it just thundered like it was thundering through the heavens. When it came to my spirit. And in my spirit, I could literally see the glory of the Lord bursting into the presence of the people in this church. And I could literally see all the battles that we had been fighting, and all the turmoil that we had been experiencing, and all the attacks of the enemy that were coming at us. And it was as if we were surrounded by the darkness. We were engulfed by the darkness. Hallelujah. But 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. It was as in that vision, it was as if we were surrounded and we were engulfed in darkness and we were huddling together for safety and for protection from the attacks. And then from out of nowhere, the glory of the Lord burst into the room and into sight, and burst, a powerful light just burst into the room and into the darkness. And when light bursts into darkness, light expels darkness. Darkness cannot remain where light is. Hallelujah. Light always destroys darkness. Isaiah 16:1 says, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Somebody lift him up. Somebody glorify him. Hallelujah. And when the glory of the Lord enters into the room, darkness is dispelled. Darkness is not just dispelled. Darkness is vanquished. Somebody glorify God. Hallelujah. When the glory of the Lord enters the room, evil and fear is cast out. Come on, somebody. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Fear God. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Somebody magnify the name of Jesus today. Our text today deals with Moses. And it deals with the fact that Moses had to put a veil over his head. Y'all want to know why Moses had to put a veil over his head? Moses asked the Lord, he said, Lord, show me thy glory. And the Lord said, I can't do it. He said, because if you were to see me, all of me, you would burn to ash. because of my glory and my immense power. And Moses begged, but Lord, I don't care. I love you and I want to see you. And they kept going back and forth. And finally the Lord said, all right, I'll give you what you want, but you can't see all of me. He said, climb through the cave in the mountain, in the rocks. Climb all the way through that cave to the other side of the mountain. When you get to the other side of the mountain, you're going to find a cleft in the rock, just big enough to stick your eye up to. He said, and when you do that, when you're standing there looking out that cleft, I will pass by and I'll let you see my hind quarter. Basically, I'll let you see my shoulder. When I pass by, you're the back of my shoulder. And Moses said, all right, I'll do it. And Moses went and climbed all the way up that mountain, climbed all the way through that cave, finally found that cleft in the rock, that little bitty crack in the rock where he could see outside. And when he did, God passed by and Moses saw his shoulder. Did you know Moses didn't have no trouble finding his way out of that cave? Because when Moses saw God, Moses, the power and the glory of God, brought a powerful light to him. His hair glowed. His beard glowed. His face, his skin glowed. And he was bright. And when he come out and started talking to Joshua, Joshua said, man, what's wrong with you? You got to cover that up. I can't even look on you. You're so bright. Moses had to put a veil over his head and his face so that people could look at him when he talked and not be blinded. Ah, come on now. Moses was God's man. But you know, we read all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through Exodus, where the people lost faith in him. They didn't trust him, especially when things didn't go the way they wanted them to go. The way they thought they should. They would turn on him and murmur against him, and they formed a pastoral search committee.
Yeah.
You mean one of them pastor advisory boards?
No, pastor advisory board is a different thing. But do you know what happened? Oh, I'm feeling the glory of the Lord.
Come on, man.
After Moses was in God's presence, after Moses saw God, and the glory of the Lord shone from Moses' countenance, the people didn't treat him that way anymore. From that time on, his countenance was forever changed. His face glowed, his hair glowed, his beard glowed. It glowed so bright he had to cover himself with a veil. And that, my friends, is the difference that the glory of the Lord makes. The glory of the Lord made a light shine brightly from Moses' face. And from that time on, Moses was revered among the people. He was held in high esteem among the people. Even to this day, the Jewish people revere Moses as the lawgiver, as the man of God that led the children of Israel out of Egypt and out of slavery. They revere him as the true man of God, the true leader of the Jewish people, because the glory of the Lord was upon him. Hallelujah. As believers, love y'all. But as believers, we should be walking in that same faith. As believers, we should be walking in that same power. In that same glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen with me. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 4 says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all children of the light. And the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Come on, somebody. Psalm 139 says, when I try to hide in darkness, even the darkness is like noonday to you. Yeah. You know people who live in sin? Yeah. They love to live in darkness. Yeah. They love to hide in the dark places because somewhere deep in their heart and mind they think, if I'm in the dark, God can't see what I'm doing, or the preacher can't see what I'm doing, or somebody that knows me can't see what I'm doing, so I'm going to hide in the dark. But bless God and all that's holy, even the night shines as noonday before God. You can't hide from God. You can't hide from Him in the dark. Hallelujah. But those of us who walk in His faith and walk in His glory, we don't seek out the darkness. We seek out His glorious light. We often, as a child of God, walk in darkness. Did you know that darkness seeks you out? Darkness seeks you out because it wants to pull you away from the light of God's glory. The darkness seeks you out. It surrounds us. It engulfs us. Tries to destroy our peace. Tries to destroy our faith. Tries to convince us that nobody loves me. Nobody cares. I'm going out and eat worms. Tries to convince you that you're worthless, unlovable, and nobody loves you. Tries to convince you that you're so far from Jesus that He don't even know who you are anymore. Let me tell you something. You can't run far enough away. Woo! You can't run far enough away from God that He don't know where you are. You can't hide in the darkness enough from God that He don't know where you are. You can't run from Him hard enough that He don't leave the 99 and in all His glory come after you where you are. Hallelujah. When we get to those points where we're surrounded and engulfed by the darkness of the enemy, that's when we need to cry out to Jesus. Hallelujah. I was going to sing that song this morning, Cry Out to Jesus, but I couldn't. My voice was not there. It just wasn't going to happen. In Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against principalities, but against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, therefore girt your loins about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The Lord has given you an outline. He's given you a plan. He's saying to you, walk in power. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the glory of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Mason. 1 John 4:17 says, for herein our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth God is not made perfect in love. We need only cry out to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Psalm 18:1 says, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Glory. We need to cry out to Jesus. You want to know why? Because Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Saints of God, we need to call upon the name of the Lord. We need to seek out His glory. We need to seek Him while He may be found. If you're surrounded in the darkness, if the enemy's attacks have surrounded you and taken away your joy, taken away your peace, taken away your love. Brother Mac, how can He take away my love? Had somebody tell me this week that they felt like didn't nobody love them or care about them. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. I want you to light up a charcoal grill. Go ahead and cook your food on it. When you're done eating, go back out to that charcoal grill. And then when you get to that charcoal grill, you look at the coals, they're still burning hot and red. Get you a tongs and take one that's glowing hot red, one charcoal, and take it out and set it outside that group of charcoal. Set it by itself. And wait 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, that coal will be completely gone out while the rest of them are still glowing hot. You want to know why? Because it left the fellowship of the power. It left the fellowship of the energy of heat. When you're by yourself, away from the congregation, away from your brothers and sisters in the Lord, the Lord created the church. He instituted the church. You want to know why? Because He created Adam and Eve in His image and in His likeness. He created Adam and found out Adam was alone. He said it's not good for the man to be alone, so He made Adam, made Eve, and put Eve there with him. And they were still, they had each other, but that was all they had. And God came down and walked with them in the garden every day. It was like Daddy coming down, playing with His kids, having fellowship with us, Adam and Eve. But when Adam and Eve committed sin, God cast them out of that garden and stopped coming down and walking with them every day. He separated man from God. And man has forevermore tried to fill that void where God was. And God instituted the church so that we could come together, have that fellowship that we're missing. When we come together in faith, when we come together believing, when we come together in the power of the Lord, the word says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there shall I be in the midst of them. We come together and the power of the Lord's here, then we're having that fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord. But when you are away from your brothers and sisters, when you stop coming to the institution that God set up to keep you from growing cold, somebody said, well, you ain't got to go to church to be saved. You ain't got to have a parachute to jump out of an airplane either, but it's a good idea. Sister Renee said you need it to stay saved. Because when you pull away from the church, you pull away from the Lord. Amen. Didn't have any idea I was going here this morning. I had an entirely different direction at the end of this service, at the end of this message, where I was going to go. But the Lord is leading me here. There's people listening on the radio and watching by live stream right now. This message is reaching their heart. There's people sitting in here right now. This message is reaching their heart. God loves you. God loves you. Oh, do you feel the glory of the Lord? Are your coals burning cold? Do you want your coals to burn hotter? His glory is right here. Come to Him right now. Walk up here right now with your hands lifted up, worshiping Him. And
Mason is going to do the five finger prayer for us. God's got a way. And this is one of His plans right here. He's going to do the five finger prayer, and then I'm going to close and pray.
This is a prayer that we end with every service. This is a simple prayer to ask the Lord into your heart. It's just that simple. You raise your right hand with me, even on live stream and on the radio too. You hear me out there. And you repeat these words after me. Start with your thumb and say, "Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on
the
cross for my sin.
And you rose again the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me,
Jesus.
Make me a new Christian and punch the devil in the face."
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.